AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A lot of folks left the dinner table and drove to shopping malls today after feasting on turkey and the trimmings. Thereafter, bigger game, early bird specials.
Over 80% plan to only buy the early bird specials and go home. And half the people we spoke to were actually either college age or high school students who were sent out by their parents to get a particular item to come home.
Britt Beamer, chairman of America's Research Group, says that could be a real problem for retailers.
If 80% of your shoppers tonight only buy the early bird specials and go home, every retailer who opened up at 6 o'clock tonight is going to lose a lot of money.
Authorities in Jackson, Tennessee say a police officer shot and wounded a suspect in the stabbing of a medical professional at a behavioral health facility this afternoon. A shooting today in Shawnee Park on the Ohio River in Louisville, Kentucky, has left two people dead and four injured.
Two were taken by EMS and two by private conveyance to university. All their injuries appear to be non-life-threatening at this point.
Police spokesman Dwight Mitchell says the shootings occurred during Juice Bowl football games, an annual classic in Louisville. The sheriff of Shasta County, California, says Sherry Papini, a missing mother and wife, has been found and reunited with her husband, Keith.
We're overjoyed the fact that Sherry has been located and reunited with her family. I've spoken with Keith this morning, and he was overjoyed with the successful outcome.
Tom Basenko says two women were involved in the abduction and people should be cautious until they're caught.
Until then, until we identify the suspect or suspects, the public should remain cautious. As always, we continue to ask for the public's help.
The family of an American service member is being notified of his death in northern Syria. The service member died of wounds sustained from an improvised explosive device. This is AP Radio News. The Washington Redskins pulled within 5 points of the Dallas Cowboys, 31-26, with less than 2 minutes left in the second half. It was one of two NFL games on Thanksgiving, but the Skins came up short. In the other game today, the Detroit Lions beat the Minnesota Vikings 16-13 to sit atop the NFC North. Lions cornerback Darius Slay says quarterback Matthew Stafford is the reason the Lions have been able to overcome fourth quarter deficits and come from behind.
We ain't worried about it. You know, we go in, fourth quarter, we down. We know Stafford going to make a play. And we trust into him and trust our receivers and our O-line. And they always come through for us.
Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph says it's tough to fall to another Lions comeback.
I think they've done it every game this year. And, you know, it was on our sideline. We knew when we got a lead in the fourth quarter, it wasn't over, and we had to put them away. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do that.
The Lions have won all seven games after trailing at some point in the fourth quarter. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.